Welcome to Coffee with Kim. I'm Kim Kalp, and every week you and I sit down with fascinating, smart, and talented leaders, CEOs, and founders so that we can copy their homework. If someone knows how to do something really well, I want to know what it is and exactly how they're doing it. Get ready for aha moments, gems of wisdom, and little known tips and tricks that we can steal and use in our own lives. If you want to join these conversations and ask these experts your own questions, no point in just me having all the fun. Join us on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern live over on LinkedIn. Hey friend, happy Wednesday. I hope wherever you are in the world, you are having a beautiful start to the week. If you are new here, if you haven't joined one of these amazing lives before, say hi in the chat. You'll already see me and Jeff and Shelby and Christopher and Benoit and lots of people saying hi, letting us know where they're coming in from. I'll go first. I'm coming in from Colorado with some hot green tea, but I would love to know where you're coming in from and perhaps what is in your cup. We can see that Liz is joining us and wow, Montetalupa from South Africa. I definitely butchered your name. So let me know how to say that better. So excited that you are joining us today. Every single week, we sit down and we talk to interesting people and we steal their tips and tricks and tactics and copy their homework and basically soak up all of their goodness that we can start using instantaneously in our lives. But this session is a little bit different because instead of bringing on a guest, you are the guest. You are the star of the show because we are going to be looking at your LinkedIn profiles today. I get numerous questions every single week in my inbox asking me all about LinkedIn, specifically LinkedIn profiles, how to optimize a profile. You know, should I do this? Should I do that? I saw they added this new feature. Should I use it? So I thought today could be a really great session for us to dig in deep with each other and help each other audit our LinkedIn profiles. So if you are new to all things LinkedIn and your profile, you are going to be getting lots of really helpful information and tips and tricks and tactics, not only from me, but from everybody else who's here when it comes to your LinkedIn profile. To start us off, I always like to give little tidbits of new features that are on LinkedIn. We try to do these LinkedIn profile audits like once a quarter or once every couple months because I feel like LinkedIn, like most places, is always adapting their interface. They're always adding new features. And a few have come out since we last did one of these audit sessions back in April. So if you really love these audit sessions, you can check out the one we did back in April. But I gave you some updates back in April, and there have been a few more that I just wanted to give you a heads up on. So before we get into the actual profiles, I wanted to really kind of dig into some of these new features that you might not know about. So I promise this isn't a joint thing that we've worked up being like, oh, we're going to totally talk about the banner, but it was seamless. It was like we were reading each other's minds when Benoit wrote this, because that is the first thing. I mentioned this the last time we did this in April, but I wanted to bring it up again because I still get a lot of questions about it. So I just want to like share my screen and dig into it. So some people may have realized that these profile banners are starting to move around. So in this example, you can see my friend Diane, she has enabled this new feature that allows your profile banner to rotate. As I talked about before, there's pros and cons with this. Pro, our sort of squirrel brain sees something moving and immediately focuses on it. Like, boom, something's moving. My eyes are diverting. I'm looking at this thing, which is great. However, one of the cons is it might, you know, it's different for everybody. it might be a little bit distracting. So if you are actually trying to read what is on that banner, if you're like me, I'm a somewhat fast reader, but not amazingly fast, you might get a couple words in and then boom, it's already rotating. And so you don't actually get a chance to read the entire banner. So curious to see what you think about that. From, again, everybody kind of has their own personal opinion on this. I feel like some people are always in the comments being like, yes, I love this. Like, so fun, so cool, you know, really interesting. And then other people are like, drives me crazy, cannot read what's on the banner. So I'm really curious to see what you think about that. But I wanted to bring that up, not only because it's important from a, you know, sort of banner standpoint, but also because since I last told you about this back in April, they have also added this feature to the newsletter feature. So I don't know if you write newsletters on LinkedIn. Some of you might not, but I did want to put this in here because it is a new change. Now, when you write a newsletter, or if you get newsletters on LinkedIn, you might have seen this feature that you can do these little videos or GIFs in your newsletter. So it used to just be that in the newsletter, similar to the banner, you just had a still static image. And that's still an option. You can totally still do that. However, there is now this new option that with the banners and in your newsletter, you can add these features. So like Jim says, you might be like, squirrel, I love this. This is, you know, this is great. But also I might pass on it because I'm like squirrel. So I totally get it. To Liz's point, I really agree with this standpoint, which is if you have something that's more photo heavy or very little words, I think that this can be helpful because then you don't have to worry about people reading. You just, you know, kind of get the picture and the highlights. You know, to Amanda's point, it's eye-catching, which is great, but you can't read it. So, or at least I can't read it because I'm not a speed reader. Perhaps you are a speed reader and you can read it, but it was a little difficult for me to read. So, but I wanted to let you know that it was available. It is available not only for your profile, but also for newsletters. So, you know, like I said, LinkedIn is always adding these new sort of tips and tricks and things that they're kind of constantly updating their interface with. So wanted to let you know about that one because I feel like I'm still getting a lot of questions about it. And there's no right or wrong. I feel like people are always like, what should I do? It's really a personal preference thing. There's no right or wrong answer to what that is. I did want to give another little shout out. It sort of has to do with LinkedIn profiles, but I did want to mention it because I feel like a lot of people join these sessions because they are getting their profiles ready for a change. They are either switching jobs. They know they're going to be looking for a job. They are currently looking for a job, or they are searching for clients or new people that they can perhaps get to join them on like a contract basis or something like that. And so when I saw this feature, I was like, okay, it's not totally profile related, but it's like profile adjacent. So I just wanted to take like a few minutes quickly to update you on it. Maybe you know about it, maybe you don't, but I thought it was worth sharing. And I feel like you and I have similar sort of interests. So I wanted to share it. Many people don't realize that on LinkedIn, you can promote jobs or companies can promote jobs. Any company can promote a job from any industry. So I just wanted to kind of walk you through really quickly, because again, I thought this was interesting for anybody who is looking for a job, or you know somebody that's looking for a job, or you're looking for clients in a certain field. Thought this could be like a sneaky little, I don't know, I kind of felt like a detective when I figured this out. So we hear a lot in the space that, you know, maybe the economy's really rough and it's hard to find a job, or it's hard to switch jobs, or who's hiring or who's not hiring, and how is that working and what is going on. So I wanted to let you in on this little sneaky hack I found. So LinkedIn has a job library. So what it is it is a compilation of basically like receipts. So when big companies want to hire somebody, they will do paid promotions on LinkedIn jobs. And I thought this was really interesting for several reasons. So I had someone that I was talking with the other day, and they were like, my dream job is to work at Spotify. And so I showed them this feature that they can go to the LinkedIn ad library, specifically the job library, and they can search for, in this case, Spotify. And you can, again, you can filter this by country. You know, you're in the United States, you're in Australia, wherever you are. And you can see that Spotify currently has 1,000 plus jobs that are on the LinkedIn interface. So there's this one that's being promoted in New York, New York. If I were to go to view details, you can see that they started promoting this on July 3rd. And it's still being promoted a month later. So, you know, perhaps they have or have not hired for that position. You don't actually know. Let me show you the details. I just realized it didn't go to the shared screen part on those details. But let me find it for you. Okay. Here we go. So you can see that one in New York. If I were to click it, you can see that it's, you know, still running. Here are the details from the job, etc. So I thought that this was a really interesting sort of hack and feature for anybody that might be searching for a job right now. The only caveat I will put to this is sometimes jobs are listed on here that have actually been filled. So it's almost like the computer hasn't caught up with real life. But again, I thought it was worth mentioning. I thought it was really interesting, especially when people say, like, I wonder if, insert company here, Spotify, LinkedIn, whoever, I wonder if they're hiring, or I wonder if they're hiring in my region, or I wonder what types of jobs they're hiring in my region. This can also be used in terms of like investigative work. If you are thinking that you might have something to offer a company. So if you see that they are, you know, gearing up and hiring a bunch of programmers, perhaps you realize like they might be launching something soon. Like maybe my marketing agency could partner with them on a future launch. So again, sort of like detective level, just because I think we get a lot of questions from people who are looking for jobs, interested in that. I just wanted to at least mention that. Jeff is asking, how should one focus their profile if they're looking for a job, but also speaking with investors for a business? My best advice for something like this is to really just try to cover all your bases. So also just being upfront with people saying like, I am an intrapreneur and an entrepreneur. So if anybody has never heard the word intrapreneur before, that is somebody who has an entrepreneurial spirit, but builds new products, builds new teams, builds new revenue streams, builds new departments within a company. So within a bank, within a product, within a company. So I would just, again, double down on the fact that you're like, I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I'm a builder, and I'm either going to build on my own, which is option one, or I am going to build within your team. But either way, you're getting a builder. So step up to the table and come on in. I love this point that Brendan makes, that even if a job has been filled, a lot of times they're open to people that are of similar skill sets because they are looking to build out a team or looking to build future pipelines of people that could fit that description. So again, really interesting. And Aaron made a good point too. If I browse through a LinkedIn library in search of an IT business job, I might come across a role in a featured software development firm. So you can also find jobs or listings of places that you may or may not have heard about, which I think is really interesting. So I think that's super cool. One more thing on the LinkedIn profile before we get into the actual audits. This feature is only available for premium users. So if you don't have premium, one, I apologize, but two, you might want to stick around because we will be giving away some premium trial codes for LinkedIn so you can get a taste of the premium lifestyle. So you too, if you don't already have premium, might be able to utilize this if you stick around with us until the end when we start giving away those premium codes. So I wanted to show you again, I'll share my screen on my profile so it's super easy for you to follow along. So here is my profile. This will be the same if you are on your profile. You are going to press this pencil looking icon right here. That's the edit button. You're going to scroll all the way to the bottom where if you have premium, you have a premium custom button. There is a new feature here, which I wanted to show you. And that is they have enabled Calendly as an option with this now. So if you are looking to book client calls, if you are looking to have a side hustle where people can reach out to you to schedule an introduction call or schedule a consultation, or you work in sales and sales, you are doing a lot of those intro calls, this is going to be really interesting for you. So you can press edit custom button and you can, they now have a feature called book an appointment, where Calendly is automatically built into LinkedIn now. So people can automatically schedule a call with you. You can set up what hours you're available. In this case, it kind of does the whole like 9 to 5 on weekdays as the, you know, sort of standard set, but you can go in here and collect this. So I'm not going to change mine. I'm going to keep mine on view my services so I don't edit anything that I'm not supposed to edit. But I thought that was an interesting feature because I know a lot of people do work in sales, they have side hustles or just introduction calls. A lot of times people are networking. Like, you know, in the example Jeff just gave, I would maybe put something like, are you a VC looking for early stage software investments? Message me and let's talk. I know of some interesting ones. So I think that that's a really interesting way to, again, really kind of dig in deeper to optimizing your LinkedIn profile. And again, if you don't have premium, stick around. We're going to give you a chance to get some of those premium codes so that you can play with it too. I'm going to answer one or two more questions before we hop into these LinkedIn profile audits because I want to make sure that we leave plenty of time for that. But I want to dig into this question, which is how to crack down on the virality factor of a LinkedIn post. This is the hill that I'm going to die on when it comes to producing content from LinkedIn. And this is just my opinion. When things go viral on any platform, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, I know and am friends with a lot of people who go very, very viral on all of these different platforms. And I will not reveal who they are, but just know, I know who they are. And the one thing that we're constantly talking about is you might go viral. You might have 50,000, 100,000, 250,000 views, 500,000 views on a post. And if they are not the right eyeballs, it doesn't mean anything to you. So for example, I know a great guy, James. He works in the aging care space. So people that are aging, maybe they have dementia, maybe they have Alzheimer's, maybe they have some physical impairments. Their families might put them into a facility that he works with or owns. And so all the content that he puts online is about his community. And because of that, he has fostered an amazing community of people that are interested and focused on that subject. So they're the right eyeballs. So when he posts things like job opportunities, speaking events, conferences that he's going to, he knows that while he might only get 5,000 views on a post, there are 5,000 of the right eyeballs for his industry, people that can make those introductions, people that can hire him to speak, people that can partner with him in his business. Whereas there are some people that go viral on LinkedIn and other platforms, and they do get lots and lots of views, but they're not the right audience, or they're not an audience that can actually hire them. I'm thinking of a specific person on LinkedIn who gets millions and millions of views every single year, but those views don't turn into paid customers. And they actually contacted me because they were struggling. They were like, no one's buying my coaching. No one's buying my programs, but I have all the views, but they weren't the right people. So I would caution so heavily around chasing this viral fame, because unless you're independently wealthy, which if you are, love that for you, most of us have to like pay bills. And what I always tell people is like, I have tried, American Express does not take payment of views. They take dollar bills. Okay. Where I live, they take dollars or pesos or the euro or the pound. I don't know where you live, but they don't take views. So unless you have people paying you money for that side hustle, for that job, for that product that you're kind of selling on the side, or the service, the freelance work that you're selling on the side, it does not matter. We care about the eyeballs that are going to hire you. We care about the eyeballs that are going to put money in your pocket. The rest of the eyeballs, respectfully, don't really care, because you cannot pay your rent, your bills, your insurance, your student loans, your mortgage payment, your car payment, not getting paid in views. Okay. Wish it was. Would be nice. Would have a lot more bills paid. Sadly for me, sadly for you, sadly for all of us. Yeah. It benefits the platforms. I'm sure LinkedIn loves it when you go viral because people are interacting with their platform. But alas, doesn't really help you very much. Aaron is asking, if I do not have LinkedIn Premium, will the feature have a limited custom editor? You're going to have to tell me, Aaron, because I cannot see, because I'm a premium member, I actually can't see the interface. I mean, I can't see what the edit looks like on a non-premium member profile. So I actually need you to tell me that. If you don't have premium, what does it look like when you try to add a custom button? Because I literally couldn't tell you. No idea what that is. And to Jeff's point, you might not want to look at going viral if you are looking for a job. Maybe you're looking viral if you're an entrepreneur or if you work for yourself. But a lot of times when you go super viral, not for the best reasons, as Shelby said, Coldplay. We can just leave it there. Leave it with the one word answer. We kind of already know where that's going. You know, maybe going viral is not the best thing for all of us. So, without further ado, let's get into these LinkedIn audits. Here's how it's going to work. I know that not everybody joining us live today wants to put their LinkedIn profile up for audit. Maybe you're a little shy, maybe you're feeling a little timid, but if you're joining and you're like, Kim, I am here, like, let's optimize my profile. Let's supercharge this thing. I got to get a new job. I got to get more clients. I have to optimize. What I want you to do in the chat right now is I want you to type in hashtag LinkedIn. What that tells Shelby and I is that tells us that you are wanting us to get your profile, put it on the screen, and have all of us optimize it the best way we know how. So if you're ready for that, like Dolores just did, I want you to put in hashtag LinkedIn. That tells us that you are ready. You would like your LinkedIn to be audited. Thank you so much, Christopher, by the way, who said, I have no view of the custom button with my standard account. So mystery solved. You cannot customize the button unless you have premium. So thank you for solving that mystery for us, Christopher. Really appreciate that. Again, we're going to give away the LinkedIn premium codes later. I want to get into these audits first, but hang tight. I promise we're going to be giving away a bunch of premium codes if you're here today. If you're not, if you're listening to this later, message me because we're still going to be giving some away. So if you message me because you couldn't catch this live because you had a meeting or the time was weird or you're listening to this in podcast form, never feel, or you are still included. We're still wrapping you up in our community of hugs. You can message me about those LinkedIn premium codes. So I can see Maria and Aaron and Paul and Amanda and Ben and Rachel and Mia. A lot of people are like, yes, let's go. So without further ado, let's dig in to see whose profile we are going to be doing first. Drum roll, please. This is always my favorite part. So I always think this is so fun. So let's see who it's going to land on. Paul. Woohoo, Paul. We are going to dig into your profile all together. Let me get a chance here to pull it on up on my end. Also, thank you, Paul, for having a name that hopefully is going to be easy for us to find. I feel like sometimes when people have really kind of generic names like Rachel Jones, it is hard for me to find their profiles. But boom, I found you, which is all I need. And so without further ado, also, if you are joining and you see something about Paul's profile that you think that he can improve, by all means, sharing is caring. We're one big community here. So don't keep it to yourself. Type it in the chat. If you're joining this in podcast form, this part is going to be a little tough for you, but I will try to describe what is on screen so you feel like you can be a part as well. So Paul, here we go. Let's dig in. First of all, I love that you have a banner. That is awesome. I can tell immediately that you work in manufacturing because you have said manufacturing is a team sport. If I could add a slight thing here, it would be you actually don't need your name. We already know your name because we're on your profile. So if you wanted to delete that and make manufacturing is a team sport even better, bigger and better, I think that could be great because your name is just taking up room that we don't need. So just my two cents there. I would also love to see, if possible, for you to put in a profile picture that is a little more of your neck and your head and your body. This feels a little close to me. So I would love for you to back up. You can also take pictures on your iPhone. These days, these iPhone or Samsung or whatever you have, these cameras are so great. You can literally get a selfie stick or find a ledge in your house. Set the timer feature to take a picture of you on a colored or blank background, and that is all you need. So I would back up here a little bit, and let's get a little bit more of your torso and full frame. I love that you have all of your information filled out here and that you have 500 connections. That's always something that I am stressing to people hardcore. I feel like that is really imperative. So to Rachel's point, yeah, even adding something visual to your banner that describes more about what you do, that could be super interesting. So I love that idea. I also love Jeff's idea, Paul, art of manufacturing, Artimer. So yeah, if you're looking for a catchphrase, Jeff is your guy, because I feel like that could also be super, super great. So again, let's kind of dig in here. I love that you have your about section filled out and your top skills. That is awesome. Just kind of off the bat, what I'm seeing here is a lot of I language. I am known for being, I am an accomplished assembly manager. Here's the type of stuff that I've done. I always add this little bit of information. First of all, I love that how spaced out this is. I love that you're using bullet points. I think that's so great. One thing I would add to the bottom, especially since you're looking for work, Paul, is I would add your email. So I would add something like, is this something you're looking for on your team? Email me at paul@gmail.com or, you know, whatever your email address is. Because a lot of times people will not message on LinkedIn because like it kind of gets lost in the shuffle. So I would add your email to this so that people can find it. I think that's really helpful. One thing that I might add kind of in this first little about section, if possible, is do something with the you language. So if I'm reading this, I want to know what you're going to do for me. Like, I work in a manufacturing plant. What is Paul going to do for me? Is Paul going to save me money? Is Paul going to optimize my team? Is Paul going to double my revenue? Is Paul going to lower my incident reports? I think one thing we all have to keep in mind when we're looking at these profiles is everybody who's reading it, we're all selfish creatures. What we have in mind is ourselves. So as people read your profile, Paul, they're going to think, what can Paul do for me? So I think that I love that you're posting, by the way. This is awesome. Always a good way to network with people. If possible, I would add as much information here as possible. So it looks like you worked at this company for 7 years, that you were the floor shop coordinator and the operations manager. I know that you probably did a ton of stuff. You probably balanced budgets. You probably looked at floor plans. You could probably put 8 or 9 bullet points here, giving really specific down and dirty details of what you did in these 7 years to make this company better. So I would dig into that as much as possible because you did some real work here. And as a reader, I want to know what that work is. So as much as possible, I would dig into that. I love that you utilized all the extra features section here, whether it's skills, projects, licenses and certificates, recommendations. I think that this is awesome because you really have filled out every single thing possible on the LinkedIn profile, which is amazing. And a lot of people don't do, Paul. So you're ahead of the game by even doing that. So just throwing that out there, you are doing amazing already. I think there are just some small tweaks that you could make that could just set you apart even better. I also love this idea from Zohar, which is you can also use your banner to maybe talk about a personal hobby. So, you know, if you like hiking, maybe it's building manufacturing to new heights. And it's that quote with like a mountain. You know, I think that that could also be super fun and interesting as well. So I want to make sure that you know you're doing amazing. You are filling out stuff as much as possible. But I think a couple tweaks, whether it's the banner, whether it's kind of peppering in that you language, so I can help your team reduce incident rates by 25%. I can help you increase your revenue with my 10 years of historic knowledge on saving money or increasing sales or whatever it is. So, and I have to do a special shout out to Thomas, because if you know me, you know that I love two things. I love puns and I love dad jokes. Those are like my two chef kiss favorite things in the world. And Thomas just did such a brilliant one where he said he did everything possible. Possible. It's so good. It's so, you know, it just gives you a chuckle. You need some of those dad jokes in your life just to warm the gut, just to let you know that you're still adding a little chuckle in every here and there. So thank you, Thomas, for bringing all the chuckles and goodness to our lives. So Paul is saying, thank you for the compliments. I am striving to get that awesome job. Somewhere there is a company that will realize that I will be their best hire for 2025. Paul, this is freaking the best attitude that you could have. You are going to be somebody's best hire. I have no doubt about it. I would also say everyone should connect with Paul, because maybe you know somebody that knows that Paul's going to be their best person on their team. Because again, we're one big community. I'm glad that Heather pointed out, Paul, where's your custom URL? Where can people reach out to you? I love that. Like I said, whether it's adding your email address at the end of the about section or that custom URL, have an easier way for people to get in touch with you. I think that that's so key. So Paul, thank you for putting yourself up. Shelby, let's rock and roll and start digging into somebody else's LinkedIn profile. So let's spin the wheel and see exactly where we end up. Who's it going to go to now? Woo, JR. Okay, hopefully this one will be easy to find. Again, if it's not, I'm probably going to ask somebody for a link, but lucky for us, JR came up. So without further ado, let's dig in to JR's profile. Again, if you see things like Heather just saw on Paul's profile that you think JR can improve, sharing is caring. Put it in the chat so we can all learn from it. Because again, sometimes you learn best from examples. So JR, off the bat, just from your banner image, I'm thinking you do something in science. I don't know, kind of looks like a DNA strand, science-based. That's kind of what I'm getting just off the bat. So creating impactful solutions to changing needs, problem solver, IT, data, AI, and bio strategy. I still don't totally have an idea of what you do, but I know it's something in the sort of like biotech science space. Again, great profile picture. If possible, I would go into Canva or another one of these features and see if I could smooch it over just a little more so that you're directly in the frame. Or again, like I said before, my guess is you couldn't smooch, because my guess is you're like cutting someone out. Again, if you go in Canva, they have a great thing where now you can remove people from your photos, or again, just on your iPhone, set it up on a ledge, you know, wear a collared shirt, do the timer, easy, cheesy, lemon squeezy. So if possible, scoot yourself over just a tad. Let's dig into your about section. First of all, I love that you have it done. That's awesome. I would also encourage you, kind of like Rachel said, if you can put in a custom link or a way for people to contact you, that would be great. Again, even if that's just adding another spot after, I like to take sticky spots to sweet spots and doing like two hard returns and putting like, you know, if that sounds good to you too, let's talk more. You can reach me at jr.ray@gmail.com or whatever your email address is, just because again, people are lazy. They don't necessarily want to message you on LinkedIn. So I think that that could be a really great thing for you to dive into. I love that you kind of kept it short and sweet, that you used, you know, spacing in here. I think that that's really great and really helpful, and it's filled out. I love that you're posting on LinkedIn. That is always really awesome to see, because I feel like sometimes posting can be scary for people. I will tell you the same thing that I told Paul, which is it looks like you've been the VP of growth strategy for 4 years, almost five, coming up in October, which is amazing. I would love to see some bullet points here of what you've done, you know, how you've grown the business, maybe some major wins. You know, in my first 2 years, I increased XYZ by 25% or 50% or 40%, whatever it is. I think as much as you can kind of toot your own horn and show more about what you've done to grow the department or grow the business or grow something that you've worked on, I think that that is awesome. So I do see that you have a track record here for the 9 years you spent as the Western Regional Director at your current company. But again, I would really stress, if possible, to put some actual names and numbers in here. So this is really talking about the company. You know, we bring our customers practical services. You know, we offer experienced and accountable solutions. But to be honest, I don't really care about the company. And I mean that in like the nicest way possible. Like, I care about you. Like, I care about you, JR. Like, what are you doing? Where are you moving the needle? Where are you growing the company or saving the company money or winning an award or putting your team forth for a big project? Like, I want to hear what you're doing, not necessarily what the company does. Because if I'm on your LinkedIn profile, I want to know about you. If I care about the company, I'll go to like the company LinkedIn page and read all about the company. But I don't care about the company. I care about you. So I would love to see some more bullet points about what you have done. I think that that would be huge. As we scroll down, I love that you filled out the education part here. I think that's great. And congrats on D1 gymnastics. I love me some gymnastics. I went to University of Florida and we had one of our gymnasts go to the Olympics last year, which was pretty cool. Leah Wong. I love the gymnastics. So I'm very into that. I'm glad you put that down. I love that you put your license and certificates on here. I would love, if possible, to see any other like awards or honors that you've done. And this is kind of for everybody as well. If you're saying to yourself, well, Kim, I don't have any awards or honors, we need to change that. We need to change that, my friend. There are lots of awards, lots of honors, lots of things that people can go after and submit themselves to from their hometown, from their company, from their industry. Start raising your hand, start putting yourself up for those positions so that we can get some more things that are sort of all about you and all about kind of showing how freaking awesome you are and what good work that you're doing. Because I think that that's really, really, really helpful. Also, here's another point, which is I'm glad that it got pointed out that you don't have, but you could put in here if you wanted to, which is the pronunciation of your name. So like I have a really hard last name, Kelp. It's incredibly hard to understand or spell correctly or pronounce. So I use the feature to tell people how to say my last name. But again, some people, to Benoit's point, use it to talk about themselves. So if you wanted to do like a sneaky hack around that, you could do that if you wanted to do. So throwing that out there, JR. But again, summary, you have it figured out. You have a lot of great stuff in there. You have an amazing foundation. I think just those little tweaks will help you stand out in the crowd. So JR says, thank you. Looking for new clients. So was talking about the company. Great perspective to talk about myself more. Again, I think you could also talk about yourself, because one of the things that I always tell people, especially if you work in sales, people do business with people. People do not do business with companies. And I'll use myself as an example. There is a person, her name is Jennifer. I have worked with Jennifer across three different companies over the last 10 years. Because when I met Jennifer, she worked at one company and then she was there about 2-3 years. Then she moved to another company. Then she was there for about 2-3 years. She moved to another company. we do work with humans. And I think that that's important, especially in like a sales or a getting client role. So while I might end up loving your company and loving the services I provide that you provide, what's going to be that kind of gateway drug is you, JR. So I got to fall in love with you a little bit. I got to be like, wow, JR made this pitch and, you know, it's pretty great. And like, she seems really smart and she seems really interesting. And yeah, her, you know, she told me that by hiring her company, I'm going to save 25%, or I'm going to increase my revenue, or I'm going to get more cold calls out. Like, you kind of got to sell me on the dream, not only of the company, but of you and how you're going to deliver those results for me. Eventually, once I'm on board, yes, if you end up leaving, I might still pay the company because now I really like the company. But sort of that initial gateway point, especially in sales, is people got to fall in love with you. They got to fall in love with what you're offering, and they got to see the value that you're a smart, awesome person that's going to bring them results. So again, just throwing that out there. I want to touch on, before we go to somebody else, I want to touch on this question from Zohar, which is, can we add course and certifications from specific vendors and companies and from online sources like LinkedIn Learning or Udemy? Short answer, yes. Yes, you can add this. And I would add this because it is helpful for people that are hiring you or looking at your profile to see that, like, wow, you've done all this additional learning. You've done all these additional certifications, or you're a constant learner. Because that tells me, as somebody who might hire you, like, oh, he's good. Oh, he's not just I'm going to rely on what I learned 2 years ago. He's actively learning. He's actively looking and getting new certificates and trying to learn and trying to make himself better. And as a hiring manager, I like that. I want to see that. I want to see that somebody's a go-getter. I want to see that somebody's a learner. I want to see that somebody's going out there proactively and learning new things. If anybody has ever been around a toddler or a dog, have you ever walked a dog and the dog sits down and the dog's kind of like, I'm done walking. And you see those owners that are like pulling their dog that are like, come on, Fido, like we're going back. It's usually a golden retriever or a lab. I don't know what about them, but they like sit down and they're like, or a pit bull or like a French bulldog. They're like, I'm done. And you see this kind of awkward interaction between the owners. They're like, haha, no, Fido really does want to come home or to the playground. Like he's coming. And then you as the witness are like, oh, are they dragging their dog? Like what kind of dog owner is dragging their dog? Like that is rude. You shouldn't be doing that. It's the same thing if you've ever worked on a team with people. Like there have been times where I'm like, hey, I found this new great program called Notion. You know, Shelby and I are always going back like, oh, we found this new thing in Notion. Let's use it. And we're like, yeah. If you've ever had somebody on the team where you bring an idea like, let's try Notion or let's do this in Slack or maybe Microsoft Teams can do this. And they're like, no, I don't like using Slack. I don't want to use, no, you end up dragging them. And it's really like debilitating because you're like, no, Notion is so great. Like, come on, like stop being stubborn. So, you know, like Sharon is saying, proof of continuous learning. It says a lot about you. It says a lot about you to hiring managers. It says a lot about you as a person. So I feel like any sort of additional learning that you've done, whether it's LinkedIn Learning, Udemy, certificates, MBAs, specializations, put it on there. You are never too overqualified. And anyone who looks at you and goes, that person is too smart or that person likes learning, you don't want to work there because apparently that place is full of people that don't like learning and don't like reinventing themselves. So you don't want to work in a place like that. So yes, as much as possible, put that down. Okay. Let's gear up for another LinkedIn profile audit. Let's see who we are going to pick. who the lucky winner is, and we will all dig in to their LinkedIn profile all together to see how they can further optimize and further dig in to what they are doing. So let's try to find Amanda Maloney. So Amanda, I am going to type in your information to LinkedIn. Hopefully I can find it. Although full disclosure, there are a lot of Maloneys on LinkedIn. So if you could also help me by maybe putting your link in the chat or something, but I think I might've found you. Okay. You guys can tell me if I found the wrong person or not, but I think this is right. So Amanda, hopefully this is you. Hopefully this is the right one. I think that looks like your profile picture. So let's dig in. First of all, I love, everyone pay attention. I love that Amanda has this right in the upper corner of her banner and it says book your one-on-one coaching. I would say, Amanda, you could actually make this bigger because look at all this extra space you have here. I would make that a little bigger for the people like moi who wear glasses and might not be 20/20 vision. I would make that a little bit bigger if possible, but I love this banner. I think it's so great. I would also say, because we have your picture right here, which your profile picture is amazing, by the way, we don't necessarily also need it on the banner. So I actually think you could delete yourself from this banner and just have this, you know, mom mindset mastery kind of image here. And I love that you say you're a mindset coach for women who want more. Rewire your brain in 10 classes. I think you could delete yourself from here, make these badges a little bit bigger where it says like Amazon. And again, excuse me, because I'm wearing glasses, I'm going to zoom in, magnet mind coach certified. See, I cannot read super well. So again, you don't want people squinting in. I think the bigger that you can make those things, the better. You probably have 20/20. So I don't have to worry about that, but let's dig in. I love that you have this link where it's telling me what I am getting. So going back to what I was saying before with JR, I think you've done this brilliantly where I'm reading this and it says your mindset shift starts here. As a reader, I'm like, yeah, I need a mindset shift. Yeah, let's start right now. Like, let's get into this. Let's do a little mindset shift together. So I love that you have this in here. It says founder, mindset coach, author, wellness workshop facilitator, from surviving to thriving with science-backed coaching and hype girl energy. Personally, I don't think you need this last sentence, the let's ignite your super conscious swagger. I would delete that. And I would let like the last little bit of taste for people be from surviving to thriving. I think that that is like a powerful punch in and of itself. So you don't necessarily need anything more than that. Okay, now let's dig into your about section. First, I love that you have this going on. I also love that you have this services feature enabled. So you can request services. I would put, if possible, maybe you have some reviews of people that you've done coaching with before, or maybe some PDFs of work that you've done together, just so you can get some imagery here. I think that that could be really helpful. But let's dig into your about section, which is totally filled out, which is super great. You say at the very end, let's connect or visit my website, link above, to learn more. I think that's perfect because, again, you're giving people places to find you and connect with you and reach out to you. I love that you have this sort of like storytelling start where I was a mom holding it all together, but quietly I was falling apart inside. What I would say is I would take this, if you know, you know, up to this first line so that you can get a little bit more before that see more button. So I would try to like cram a little bit of this in so that people are seeing that, because I think that at the end of the day, you really want people to dig in to this more. So I think that's kind of the key if you can do that. As we go down here to the featured section, I love that you have a featured section. If you don't have a featured section, everybody, I highly recommend that you make one. You can look at my profile. You can look at Shelby's profile, who I know has a featured section, but enable featured sections as much as possible. You can kind of copy some homework off some great people to see what that looks like. I also love that you're posting on LinkedIn. That is always great because the best way to connect with people and get in front of people is by putting content out there. On your experience, so it looks like you've been the founder at Abundant Transformations for 2 years. I will give you the same advice that I gave JR and the same advice that I gave Paul. And you might have noticed that I'm a little bit of like a broken record here, but I would love for you to put down some bullet points of what you have done. So coached 15 people over 6 months, coached 30 people over 12 months, coached 5 individuals that ended up getting a promotion within 6 months of working with me. Whatever those sort of highlights are of the 2 years to almost 3 years that you've been doing this coaching work, I want to see it. I want to see that somebody else had results with you. I want to see that they got a job. I want to see that they got a promotion. I want to see that they got a raise. I want to see that they reported having less depression. I want to see that they started to sign up for more activities in their community. I want to kind of see what those results are. So as much as possible, I would love to see you add some bullet points that really dig into the results that you have found as the founder of Abundant Transformations. I think that that's really important. So you have some skill sets here, which is great. If possible, maybe even because you do coaching, recommendations, I think would be really powerful for you. So sometimes, people sleep on the recommendations feature. I think especially for consultants and especially for coaches, the recommendations feature is actually so key. Because again, I want to know, like, where are the 5 other people that have also hired you and are also doing great things? So I think that that's really important. But again, super job so far. Really awesome. I think that's super helpful. Rachel's asking, in the experience section, is it worth having a short intro paragraph bullet by bullet points? Yes, 100%. It is. That is important. Miriam is also asking, is reposting other people's posts recommended? Yes, with your own addition to it. So I don't just repost what Shelby posted. I put my 2 cents. I love what Shelby said here, but I totally disagree about XYZ or whatever. Add your 2 cents to repost. Don't just repost, kind of blankly. Zohar is asking, is verification worth it? Yes. There's a lot of fake people on LinkedIn. There's a lot of bots and AI people. LinkedIn has a verification feature where I think you can use either your driver's license or your passport. Absolutely use that so that people know that you are a real human. I think that's really important. As Ahmed said, let's get into those LinkedIn premium subscriptions. He's like, where are those things? If you haven't already and you would like a LinkedIn premium code, put hashtag LinkedIn in the chat. If you have already put in hashtag LinkedIn, the job's done. You're already in the raffle for a LinkedIn premium code. But if you were like, I don't really want my profile up on screen, but I definitely want a LinkedIn premium code, then type in hashtag LinkedIn in the chat so that we can add you to that raffle to give away these LinkedIn premium codes. So without further ado, Shelby, let's start giving away some codes. It's like my favorite part of the whole time because I love giving away all these LinkedIn premium codes. So let's see who is going home with a LinkedIn premium code today if they don't already have one. Rachel, and you're asking such good questions. So it is fate. Rachel, message us afterwards, or we'll message you actually, and we'll make sure that you get that LinkedIn premium code. But I cannot wait for you to dig in to really supercharging your LinkedIn and optimizing your LinkedIn. Shelby, let's give away some more. Who is our next winner, winner, chicken dinner of a LinkedIn premium code? The next LinkedIn premium code is going to Kasiana. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Tell me if I'm not, but Kasiana, you are going home with a LinkedIn premium code. We will reach out to you to make sure that that makes its way to you. Let's do another one. I love this game. Also, full disclosure, I have a course all about supercharging your LinkedIn profile. So if you haven't caught that already, we will include the link in the show notes. We'll drop it in the chat. We'll put it on screen, but I highly, highly, highly recommend that you take a look at this course. So Zohar, you were an amazing participant today, asking tons of good questions and also giving us such good feedback and advice. So I am so happy that you are also a LinkedIn premium code winner. Let's do another one. Let's get somebody else. But oh, Shelby put the link on the screen, which is great. You can go to superchargemylinkedin.com. And again, it's about 45 minutes worth of content, all about how you can optimize your LinkedIn profile. So I think that that would be especially, especially helpful for you. Montalapula, I definitely butchered that one, but congratulations. You are also a winner of a LinkedIn premium code. Let's do another one. This is just so fun. Let's just keep on going with it. Remember, you can type in hashtag LinkedIn in the chat if you too want a chance to win a LinkedIn premium code account. Saranth, you are in, my friend. I am so excited for you to dig into all things LinkedIn premium and really explore what that is. Let's give away one more. If you're into that, let's do one more just for fun, for funsies. And let's see who is going home with a LinkedIn premium code today. Who's it gonna be? Ahmed, here we go, my friend. You are also going home with a LinkedIn premium code. I am so, so excited for you. Premium is just going to be one of those things that you really, really love to dive into. Again, you can go to superchargemylinkedin.com where I have packed in 45 minutes worth of how to do exactly that. Optimize your LinkedIn profile, supercharge your LinkedIn profile. If you're like, Kim, I don't have 45 minutes. I have like 10 minutes and a hope and a prayer. I also have a nano course that could be helpful to you. And that is very short. I think it's like 10 or 12 minutes. Also about little tips and tricks that you can do to help optimize your LinkedIn profile. So we will also drop that link in the chat. So we kind of have a choose your own adventure. If you're thinking to yourself, I really want to sink into this. I'm dedicating 45 minutes. Let's go. You can go to superchargemylinkedin.com and that will sink in with you. If you're like, I have 12 minutes and I want to get down and dirty and really just optimize super top level, we will include the link. There is a nano course. It's called Optimizing Your LinkedIn Profile. I mean, pretty basic there, self-explanatory. It's optimizing your profile that you can dig into. So as Janelle saying, congrats winners. That is so fun. Also, I know we're over time, but just because I like the idea of doing like an encore, let's do one more. It's just so fun. You know, when people are like, I'm done singing and then they come back for one more, let's do an encore. Let's do an encore of premium just because I think it's so fun. Like Liz is saying, it's so fun to like do stuff. I just think that's awesome. And I love giving away free stuff. It just makes me happy. So Shireen, am I saying that right? Shireen, I'm going to go with Shireen and that could be right or wrong. But yes, let's give it up for Shireen as she has just won a LinkedIn premium code. I cannot wait for you to dig into LinkedIn premium. Lots of fun things going on and really, really fun. Okay. We're getting one more request, one more encore song as the crowd cheers more, one more song. I want to listen to Miriam. Let's do one more Miriam, and then we must go because everybody has meetings and business and work to get into, but let's do one more. John. All right, John. looks like it is your lucky day. You might want to send a little thank you to Miriam, because we weren't going to do a bonus song, John, but Miriam kind of got you with that one. So you might want to add a little extra one for her. But thank you guys so much for joining. If this was helpful, if you want to do more of these LinkedIn audits, let me know. I only do things because you ask for it. So shoot us a message, you know, add a comment in here. Yes, this was helpful. Yes, I would like to do this again. Yes, please schedule another one of these, because if we get enough yeses, we will schedule another one. So if this was helpful, if this is something that you would want to participate in again, please let us know in the chat or send me a message or DM me, smoke signal, whatever way you want to communicate with me. All my channels are open. I love hearing from you. I know you're busy. You got a lot of stuff going on this week, a lot of meetings to jump into. So I so appreciate you taking the time to join me today. Thank you to Thomas and Amanda and Christopher and John and Jim and Jeff and Shelby and Andrew and Miriam and Sharon. Just all of these tips and tricks you added were so helpful, so powerful. So thank you for joining. If you have any more questions, if there's any more ways I can help, again, my line is always open. My channels are always open. I would love to hear from you. I hope you have a beautiful rest of the week. If this is your first time here, come on back. Hop over to getcoffeewithkim.com. We're here every single Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. I would love to keep having you come back and learn with us and join our community. So thank you so much, and have a beautiful rest of the week, my friend. Talk soon.
Whew, that was some good stuff. Thanks for being a part of this week's Coffee with Kim. If podcasts are your thing, subscribe to the show and you'll see a new episode appear next week in your favorite listening app. If you want to be a part of the conversation, join us live on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern over on LinkedIn. You can RSVP at getcoffeewithkim.com. I want you to have your questions answered, because why should I get to have all the fun? And let's be honest, you know how to ask some hard-hitting questions. My guests and I cannot wait to meet you. See you soon.